An Associated Press Commission statistical analysis released Monday confirms that the Earth is still heating up and not cooling, as some skeptics are claiming. On Saturday, dozens of climate change activists gathered on Bayshore Boulevard in view of the Hillsborough River and Tampa Bay. Pastor Warren Clark with Faiths United for Sustainable Energy came with a storm surge gauge which indicated the potential severity of local flooding due to sudden or drastic climate change.
There's a lot of science about this. A lot of people are convinced by the science of it. And I think that that certainly is a part of the reason why I'm here. But I think that there's something deeper why we came today, and that is that there is something profoundly decent, and if you would, moral, about doing what we can now at a hinge point in history to make sure, as best as we can, that this doesn't happen. And, or if it does, that we mitigate it as much as possible. And to pass forward to some that are right here in this group right now, and to certainly to our children and to our grandchildren, a world in which they can thrive.
Several rallies were held across the Tampa Bay area on Saturday. Kate Melges is a volunteer for Greenpeace, and she helped organize the action on Bayshore.
We need President Obama to lead the world towards a solution to the climate crisis that is based on the latest science and not on the demands of oil and coal companies and their backers in Congress.
Although CO2 occurs in the atmosphere naturally, Melges tells why it has become a problem.
It is naturally occurring in the atmosphere, but with human activity, we are putting a lot more into that atmosphere. And it warms the planet, and you know, seas are getting warmer, it's getting hotter all over the place. It is natural to have some in the atmosphere, but we are, through driving cars and burning coal and oil, we're putting immense amounts into the atmosphere.
Many activists like Melges lament the lack of a fully realized renewable energy infrastructure.
Like wind, solar, especially here in Florida, we have such a great opportunity for solar and it's just not being utilized. And, you know, we are the Sunshine State and there's so much flat space on Targets and Walmarts and supermarkets and all sorts of like parking garages that we could have solar panels. We don't need to have solar fields, and, you know, stuff that we can do right now would be great to start getting the levels lower.
Clean energy group Repower America's representative Lance Orchid connects climate change to the larger issues facing the nation.
We have the economy, we have national security, and we have climate change, and that all three of those crises are tied together by our dependence on oil. The Clean Energy Jobs and American Power Act, part of it is out of the committee and it is out on the Senate. There are a lot of other pieces of it that still need to come. So it's a very important time for people to reach out to their senators here in Florida, to Senator Lemieux, and also to Senator Nelson, and let them know that they support this type of movement at a federal level.
Orchid mentions the ways to cut down on other prevalent greenhouse gases, such as methane.
There are some ways that we can cut back on methane that deal directly with the way that we consume food. And if we begin to eat diets that are more vegetable-based and less dependent upon meat that comes from cows and dairy that comes from cows, we can really work at reducing our methane. And that's something that a person at their house can do.
Ann Vanek Dasevich from the Florida Wildlife Federation attended the rally. Dasevich recognizes the role hunters can play in confronting climate change.
They are very concerned. And part of the reason that they're concerned is because they see it, because they're outside and where they see what's happening, where they hunt and where they fish. So most hunters are conservationists along the Teddy Roosevelt lines, and they believe that you conserve all species and make habitats better for everyone, which includes humans. They believe in wise management and use of the resources and leaving something for generations to come, because they want to share this traditional sport with their children and their grandchildren, and for future generations they want it preserved. I'm out at the Climate Action Rally today because I believe that 350 parts per million is attainable and is the only way we are going to stop the worst effects of climate change. The Florida Wildlife Federation, along with its national affiliate, the National Wildlife Federation, has been involved in climate change legislation and working on this for probably now 3 years.
On Saturday, unidentified activists displayed a banner from the top of the Sulphur Springs Tower, a Tampa landmark, displaying the phrase 350.org. Also that day, the Florida PowerShift Conference attracted a statewide student audience. Its national counterpart in Washington, D.C. attracted 12,000 students in the spring, making it the largest national youth conference on climate change to date. Students from universities all across Florida attended Saturday's conference. One student, Ali Tantum, flew from Virginia Tech in order to say why it's important to conserve resources.
And I mean, on the topic of renewables, let's not forget, solar panels are made of petroleum, the metals that we weld together for the wind turbines are all able to be used because of the use of petroleum. Yeah. So, I mean, let's not forget, this is something that needs to happen as soon as possible, but by as soon as possible, I really mean before the world runs out of oil.
Yeah.
Because if we keep using it for our cars, we're not going to be able to power ourselves in the future. We're going to be stuck.
Mandy Hancock is the Florida organizer for Power Shift with the Southern Energy Network. She describes the legislation which they are rallying to support.
And that's definitely going to include a reduction in carbon emissions and really focusing in on renewable energy and efficiency standards, but also keeping the high-risk energies out. Right now, a lot of the fall solutions are very high-risk energies that are generally very much business as usual, such as offshore drilling, nuclear, and the mythical clean coal. So we want to ensure that those things stay out of whatever climate legislation is passed and that we focus more on truly renewable, safe energy sources.
In 2012, the Kyoto Protocol to prevent climate changes and global warming expires. The United Nations Conference on Climate Change in Copenhagen is being held from December 7th to 18th this year to form a new climate agreement. For more information, go to WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.